kala kubera mutukuvu nga ye kitaffe ng'oyagala kuba mutukuvu nga kitaffe tewali n'omu alina ebibyalira bamukama ate nga mazima da twagala kubeera naye mu ggulu omukaabirire omugambe njagala kubeera mutukuvu nga ggwe I want to be whole like you, Father. No one will see you, will see you, Lord. Yet I really want to come back and please you. Yes, I cry unto you. I want to be whole like you. Mugambe njagala kubeera mutukuvu nga ggwe. Njagala kubeera mutukuvu nga ggwe Mukama. Tewali n'omu alina ebibi alijja n'akulaba Mukama. Ate nga njagalira ddala okudda gy'oli Mukama. Kirowoozeeko ng'oyagala kuba mutukuvu nga ye. Era olowooze ku ngeri zonna. We will see you. Yet I really want to come back and be with you.
I want to be holy like you.
Mugambe njagala kuba mutukuvu nga ggwe.
I want to be holy. Father,
kitaffe.
Tewali
n'omu alina ebibi.
Father,
mazima ddala njagala kukomawo mbeere naawe ssebo. Haleluya. Yesu yebazibwe nnyo abooluganda.
Praise Jesus, my brethren.
Kirowoozeeko nti awatali kutuukirivu tewali alimulaba.
Think of it that without holiness no one will see him.
Awatali butukuvu tewali alimulaba.
Without holiness no one will see him.
Nga tulina kuba batukuvu nga ye.
And we have to be holy just as he is.
Naye tumwebaza.
But we thank him.
Oyatuteereddewo enkola.
Who has put there a way.
Ezitufuula batukuvu nga ye bwali.
Make us holy just as he is.
Ffe kye tulina okukola kwe kugondera enkola ezo.
What we have to do is to obey those ways.
Twagala tumwebaze.
We want to thank him.
Olw'enkola ezo zatubikkulira buli
kiseera.
Yagala oyimusa eddoboozi lyo.
You lift up your voice.
Omwebaze kitaffe.
You thank him the Father.
Webaze Mukama waffe Yesu.
You thank our Lord Jesus.
Webaze nnyo omwoyo omutukuvu.
You thank much the Holy Spirit.
Oyo atumiddwa gye tuli okutubikkulira.
One sent to us to reveal us.
Era n'ajja n'enkumi n'enkumi z'abamalayika.
And he came with thousands of angels.
Okukola omulimu gwe gumu.
To do the same work.
Kitaffe omuyize ebintu byonna.
Father Almighty.
Kabaka w'abakabaka.
King of Kings.
Tukugulumiza.
We glorify you. Give you glory and honor. Thank you for the day given in your presence. O King of Kings, we give you glory and honor. You
place
above all the heavens. You see the heaven and earth. As written in the Ephesians, chapter 4, the verse 6, that one God, the Father of all, who is above all, he works in all, he passes through all. We bring our thanksgiving unto you, Father.
Kutukomyawo gy'oli nga tuli batukuvu era nga bw'oli omutukuvu. Watuma ekigambo kyo kitunaaze. Watuma omwana wo atunaaze n'amazzi mu kigambo ebyawandiikibwa ebitukuvu. Tukuddiza ekitiibwa, tukwebaza kitaffe eyatwagala ennyo okuva edda ng'ensi tennaba kubaawo kubanga kyawandiikibwa Yokaana essula ey'okusatu olw'ekkumi n'omukaaga. Katonda bwe yagala ensi n'okuwaayo n'awaayo omwana we ensi okwebaza nti wamuwaayo okuva edda okuva kutondebwa nga bwe tusoma mu kubikkulirwa essula ey'ekkumi n'essatu n'olw'omunaana. Abo bokka abatawandiikibwa mu kitabo ky'omwana gw'endiga eyattibwa okuva ku lubereberye tukwebaza nti wamuwaayo okuva ku lubereberye ng'ekuuna ensi bitondebwa lwakutwagala ffe tukuddiza ekitiibwa n'ettendo kitaffe. Era newankubadde ng'omwana wo Yesu Kristo yalabika mu nnaku ez'oluvannyuma okuggyawo ebibi by'abangi okusingira Most of all, of those who believe him, as written of him in the Hebrews, chapter 9, verse 24, for him suffer, for our sake, right from foundation of earth, but at the end of that day, to take the sins of many, unto all those, right from Adam, and up to all generations, up to come the second time, all who sacrifice the one king of kings for believing your son and moving on holiness, we glorify you, Father. We thank you. We know it well. Without holiness, no one will see you. But you speak that, be holy just as I'm holy, O King of kings. Thank you, Father. We bow our heavens. You are great in castle. Me too, castle. I be, O God, in those holy ones. Me separated me. I be the holy one. Thank you, King of Kings. Romans 8. I read of it, Lord, that those you chose and you separated them, you gave them righteousness. O King of Kings, thank you, Father. You waited just, I believe, with all my heart, as Romans 10, the verse 10. I also believe the heart, to give them righteousness, confess with the mouth, be saved. You waited, I believe, is the heart. With my heart, be saved. I move from evils. I believe the name Jesus. As in John chapter 1, the verse 12. All those who believe his name, name Jesus, he gave power to become children of God. We give you glory and honor, O Father. We thank you based upon the heavens. If it grew 11 and all, we believe, Father, as written in Job chapter 28, 24, you based above the heavens, you see the heaven and earth, and the earth, and you see me, O God, and you choose me, and you chose me, and you separated me in the nations, many, in the tribes, in the clans, many, it's me you chose. You thank you, Kelly, it's me chose. You placed it above the heavens, above the heavens, you are the children of men, as it is written in Psalm 1:7, that you placed there, you see the children of men. Thank you, Father. Thank you, King of Kings. Thank the Lord. Thank you, Father. It was you, God, please.
tewasiiba
kubanga
nkusomako
bakolosaayo
esula ey'okubiri
ayikabakabakabakakusomako
kusomako
bakolosaayo
esula esooka olunyiro lw'ekumi n'omwenda
mpaka olwabiri
tewasiima
gyokutuukira
kwonna kubeere nga mu mwana wo ye yesu weebale 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 kitaffe weebale gwe atuyigiriza okugasa yegwe mukulu mu kuyigiriza tukusomako butereevu mu isaaya esula
y'8
kumi na musanvu yegwe mukama atuyigiriza okugasa era n'otulaga ekkubo lye tubatukwata n'otukulemberamu era tewali ayigiriza nga ggwe era gwe watuma omuyigiriza omukulu yesu kristo kabona asinga obukulu kabona ayigiriza asinga obukulu
ow'eggulu
n'ensi gwe tusomako ali mu ebulaniya
esula
ey'okuna
kumi na nnya kumi na mukaaga
era n'omwoyo omutukuvu musomesa kabona ayigiriza gweyogerako ayikabakabakabaka ng'osinziira mu yokaana esula ekumi n'ennya abiri mukaaga
ntyoyo
bw'alijja alituyigiriza byonna
natujjukiza
byonna oyo kabona ayigiriza era ow'eggulu n'ensi omwoyo omutukuvu yewuuyo gwe tukola naye yatufudde bakabona era yatulonda okuba bakabona abayigiriza wakati mu nsi nga tukolanga eby'omu mirembe ekyokubiri 15 olwokusatu tiweewaawo ebiro bingi isirayiri nga talina katonda w'amazima nga talina mateeka era nga talina kabona ayigiriza naye bw' omulabisa oba olabise mukama olabisa kabona ayigiriza wekatonda kirafu ayigiriza n'ekigambo kya yesu ayigiriza n'omwoyo omutukuvu ayigiriza bwe bakabona abasinga obukulu aba waggulu w'eggulu lyonna ow'omuggulu n'ensi era ow'omuggulu n'ensi tukwebaza mukama tukuniza ekitiibwa n'ettendo weebale weebale tukwebaza olw'akaseera akalungi bulijjo k'otuwa mu kubeerawo oku ayi kitaffe kabona asinga obukulu ayigiriza asinzira waggulu w'eggulu lyonna ayi mukama waffe yesu kristo kabona asinga obukulu ayigiriza oyo afuga eggulu n'ensi ayi omwoyo omutukuvu kabona asinga obukulu ayigiriza oyo abuna mu ggulu ne ku nsi weebale weebale n'olugira bamalayika abajja bulijjo okwongera okutegeeza ebyawandiika mu byawandiika ebyamazima era nabo mu bwakabona obwakabona asinga obukulu ow'eggulu n'ensi era obwakabona oyo abuna mu ggulu n'ensi omwoyo w'amazima weebale ekitiibwa n'ettendo biba
bibyoamina. You can take your seat slowly.
Bring
out your book. We begin from where you ended yesterday.
As we see
ministry, O church, internal walls.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And we told you.
Wansi ge makubo.
Below are the ways.
Agareta era getuino okuziza.
Which bring and those we have to block.
Yotuba tuba kuziza entali zo munda mu buweereza oba mu kanisa za Katonda.
To stop the church or ministry internal wars.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Era twasuka ntugambibwa.
And we are first told.
Ntikisuka.
The first.
Tubeera n'abatondawo enzikiriza ez'obulimba.
We have those who create there the false beliefs.
Wakati mu nzikiriza z'obuweereza obwo.
In the midst of beliefs of that ministry.
Wakati mu kukkiriza kw'obuweereza obwo.
In the midst of faith of that ministry.
Oba ekkanisa eyo.
Over church.
Okukkiriza okwo okufu.
That wrong faith.
Nekuviirako bangi okufaafaagana.
And it caused many to be ruined. And they depart from the faith of truth that ministry or that church. As we told in the Hebrews 11:6 that without faith no one can please God.
One
who comes toward God
have
to believe God is present.
Era nga ye mugabi w'empeera eri bonna abamunoonya.
The rewarder to all who seek for him. And unto us, for example,
as for knowledge
of God in the national ministries, we believe in presence of God the Father,
God
the Word,
known
as the Son Jesus Christ,
and
God the Holy Spirit,
known
most the Spirit of the Lord. And they are the Lords. When they speak, passing through the words, we don't twist, we don't subtract, and we do not add in, but to do as the Word of God is. Because we had that Romans 10, verse 17,
comes
from hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And when we believe,
belief
is all our hearts. As Romans 10, verse 10, after we believe,
with
all our hearts, we decide to do.
Because
faith without works is dead. It does not please God. According to James chapter 2, verse
26,
not accepted to twist meaning of the Word of God,
not
even subtract and to add in it. Because the Word of God, when
pushed
too far and above commands,
2-4
and above verses
from
the New and the Old Testaments, we just do because we've been given understanding.
One
to those who twist meaning of the Word of God, meaning of the Scriptures, they are those create false beliefs in the midst of the ministry or in the church. Those who subtract and they add in, and those create false beliefs, and they are the destroyers. In the midst of church or that ministry, because in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 15-16, those twist meaning of the Scriptures, destroy themselves and their hearers.
The
both subtract and they add in. On Revelation 22, start from verse 18 up to 19, because many be blotted from book of life, they are cast in hell and the lake of fire. Now in that way,
cannot
allow people like those keep be in the midst of the congregation,
in
the midst of church of the holy ones,
because
they are the rotten tomatoes which move on, cause the entire congregation get rotten. And we were told well that those was, they are not fought by those in the shrines. They are not fought by those in the other religions of the world. They are not fought with beliefs of the world. They are not fought by the false salvation. But the children of God themselves
who
create there another religion, as they hear deceiving spirits and the teaching of the demons, according to 1 Timothy chapter
4,
verse 1 and below. The second way, the children of God, we call them children, or people create their false religions, call them behaviors of not fearing God, in fighting the religion of God, call it behaviors of fear of God, those followed by ministry of God,
or
that church of God of the holy ones.
Hallelujah.
And when we read in James chapter 1, verse 26, we saw people create those false religions. We call them the false behaviors. Behaviors of not fearing God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And in verse 27,
James chapter
1,
and we saw of the religion of God,
or
the behaviors of fear of God,
involves
the vision of orphans, the widows, and people like those. But most of all, avoid sports of this world. Avoid sports of the world to see as we fight, not to be conformed to this world, but we transform our minds to be renewed to know that acceptable and pleased of God.
But
people create their false religions, behaviors of not fearing God.
There are
people who retain things of the world, actions of the world, clothing, skipping clothing, and they move from the world cloth miniskirts or the short skipping clothing, all behaviors and manners of not fearing God, and they retain it, which decides to use them fight behaviors of fear of God, and they move create them in the midst of the congregation.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So abantu abali bweba,
so people like those who give a wrong example,
given
a good example to the church or to the ministry, people like those get them from our midst.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
When
you
saw 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 10 and below, they told us be an example in words, in conduct, in speech, in the relation, in love, in the things like those. Many.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But in all, including the 1 Corinthians chapter
5,
commanded the wicked return such evils, we take them from our midst.
Because
they have become human demons. Sure. No more have another demon travel us from outside, right from shrines,
or from
the false religions, or from the false beliefs, or from the false salvation of the false prophets. But now these people, they have become demons. And the human demons, a portion you see a human being, yet the other portion is a typical demon. Those people who fight all righteousness, they end up being children of Satan. According to Acts chapter
14,
verse 6 up to 12, the enemies of all righteousness,
we
cannot bear them. The third reason, yes, our third reason, we were told that these people who created these false beliefs, those who create the false beliefs and religions, they came in the church when they have spots, wrinkles, and the blemish of the devils, and they retained them in the midst as we wash them with water through the word, and they refused to be sanctified. Example, children who corrupt others, the corrupting children, the corrupting children, they keep corrupting others as they are in here. As you saw in Ephesians 5, start from verse 25 up to 27, that Christ Jesus, he loved much church, he died for it, he washed it with water through the word, he brings it to himself,
a
holy church. It's us, and we don't have a spot, not a wrinkle, neither any blemish, and things like those. But we, as we've been washed through the word, we retain those things, become the corrupting children. Those
who
read Isaiah chapter 1 verse 4.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But we are able to get explained concerning the summary on these children with the spots. Children come with the spots of the devils, and we go to explain things of these sports according how we read Jeremiah chapter 13. Chapter 13, verse 23.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And they told us, an Ethiopian, can they change the color of their skin? And the leopard, can it change its spots? Even people are accustomed to commit evils, can you leave it and you do good? A person used to commit sins from the world, and you come with spots of those sins, and again you chain them in the midst of the church.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But they told us, according to Isaiah chapter 1, that you have to accept and you wash yourself. You be washed, those spots through the word. You prove that you get clean. And you prove, you take away act of evils, and you learn to do good.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So there are many issues. When we finished, we saw children with wrinkles of the devils. Wrinkles. Those wrinkles. And they were pressed right in the world. Experience presence in the world in many things. When you were praised, just as a cloth rings, you got a hole upon the heart. You got wounds. You do not want to know. You don't care. You don't want to be fabulized. Now to say, you got poison. You don't want to be removed from you. But the way is one of removing it from you. As you humble to be meek. When you humbled, you become meek. Yes. For what we heard in Isaiah chapter 61, the verse 1, he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, been anointed
to
preach to the meek, the glad tidings,
to bind
the broken hearts. Yes. To bind up the broken hearts. To block the wounds. To set the captives free. And they move from the prison. You have to appear meek. And you be preached these words. And you humble.
And
move on, bind those wounds. I told you there is no sick person
who
is tore with a wound.
When
they don't inject chloroform to calm them, that they will begin to stitch them. Nobody don't give painkillers. Give medicine, totally heal them.
Now
you first get painkillers, you calm down, and you put oil in those wounds, and they gradually get healing. As we saw in Isaiah chapter 1, people have gotten sick from the heads to the toes, for the wrinkles, for the pressings, for the disappointments, those they came with from the world, they took torments. Others were tormented in their very own sins, and they fornicated. And what caused that?
This
is the first who disappointed them, and the second like that, and they reached a closed up, and they said those men, and they said those women. Anytime you speak of women, women take away women. When you speak of men, and you don't want to get married? Apostle, I don't know.
And they are very tired. My brethren, you're sick.
It's
not going to remove from you a coronation, refuse to get aligned. In Isaiah 6, he
said,
people refuse to hear and to understand with their hearts that I do not heal them. It's you who refuse.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It's you who
believe,
understand the word. You change
your
heart, then he heals you. Let's read that verse. Yesterday we missed this.
Isaiah 6, verse 8.
Isaiah chapter 6, verse 8.
Nempulira eddoboozi lya Mukama nga lyogera nti, "Naatumaani era naatugendera ani?" Ne ndyoka njogera nti, "Nze nzuuno, ntuma nze."
Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send, and who will go for us?" Then said I, "Here am I, send me." Verse 9.
Nayogera nti, "Genda obuulire abantu bano nti okuwulira muwulire naye temutegeera, n'okulaba mulabe naye temwetegereza."
And he said, "Go and tell these people, hear you indeed, but understand not, and see you indeed, but perceive not." Verse 10.
Safuwaza omutima gw'abantu bano era ggala amatu gaabwe era ziba amaaso gaabwe baleme okulaba n'amaaso gaabwe n'okuwulira n'amatu gaabwe n'okutegeera n'omutima gwabwe n'okukyuka okuwonyezebwa.
Make the heart of these people dull, and make their ears heavy, and shut their eyes, lest they see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and return, and be healed. Yes. If they refuse to hear with their ears, understand with their hearts, and to return, that he may heal them, they refuse. But we saw after that still are those with blemish. Yes. They came with blemish. You came with blemish.
And
blemish their hearts. Persecuting you. And the more you fornicated, they call you a fornicator. The more you abused, they call you someone who is vulgar. The more you stole, you know the name. The more you lied, you came, you are a liar.
And
everyone said that liar. But we saw the example of the Apostle Paul. He was Saul. In the Acts chapter
9.
Even though God spoke with Ananias,
he
told him, "Go meet him, for
he
is made into a vessel
to be sent
to the Israelites and the Gentiles." Ananias told him, "We know that one is a murderer. It was a scorn and a blemish he had." Apostle Paul tried much to take off that blemish from him. In the Philippians, he said,
he tried
to leave all the past to call it rubbish. All the past,
he
decided to leave them. He gets a new name.
And
they gave him a name, Paul, and he moved from Saul.
For
Saul, from the old, he was a murderer. Yes. Saul, who was the king, he murdered and slaughtered the cities of the priests. When this one came in the same name, he too began to kill the holy ones.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So
we saw many things there.
He
moved to the part 4 and we began on it there.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Of the types of these children
enter
in the church with the spots and the wrinkles. We want to move on with that because we had there are fatherless children, there are impudent children,
the revilers,
the revilers, and the others. Because we want to move, get explained,
and
understand the way of these spots. For they have names. After they become too much on you, you get a name. You come in the children of God, you call the child, but you are attached on that word. In the midst of these children, you say, when we seek for children of God, the children of God, those led by the Spirit of God, in the groups of these many children,
that
you have understood me well. So we want to move on to understand types of these children who come with the spots and the wrinkles and the blemish of the devils as they enter into the church. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Types of these children.
But
in these thousands of children who came, and they enter when they have spots and the wrinkles and the blemish of the devils, we try to make them into children of God. Have to take from them all those spots and they become children of God, led by the Spirit of God, and they have become new creations. All the past and the old is passed away. Yes. All this passed away. It is passed away. Let me hope we are together there.
Types
of children who enter into the church or the ministry and they have spots, wrinkles,
and
the blemish of the devils as they come from the world. And among these children, all these children, we have to see they become children of God as we wash them with water through the word. And they are taken off all the spots, all the wrinkles, all the blemish, and they become children of God,
who
be led by the Spirit of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But we were told that besides that, all these they can be corruptors and they are indeed dangerous. But there are those who are first in the congregation. All these we are going to list, they are corruptors. Even though there are those who specialize in corrupting others. But all these
we
are going to list in the summary. They can corrupt the congregation.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
All they can do what? Corrupt the congregation. But we were told that the first ones,
they're
ones called the fatherless children. Children don't allow to be begotten in the gospel. They don't allow to have their father in the gospel, neither their mother in the gospel.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah, we've briefly recapped, but we all had all this.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes. These ones at least, they get their fathers in the gospel or mothers in the gospel, and their base, and they cannot mind of their evil acts in behaviors of not fearing God. But at least you've begotten them in that gospel and they reject you. According to
what
we say in Jeremiah 49, in the verse 11, let's briefly go back here. Jeremiah chapter 49, verse 11.
Abatalina kitaabwe, nze ndibakuuma okuba abalamu. ne bannamwandu bo banneesigenze.
Leave your fatherless children, I will preserve them alive, and let your widows trust in me. Yes. These children come from the world. Most they have not owned their fathers, neither their mothers, and some they are orphans. They enter in the church. Others and don't want to honor their fathers, and they enter. And when they come here, they to get their father who is in heaven. After they get their father in heaven, because it's in heaven,
he
sets up for them their father in the gospel on the earth. Yes. According to what we read Matthew 23, in the verse 9, that this our father in heaven remains father of all spirits, but here on the earth
puts
their father to be God's in the gospel. Let's read, we hear Matthew 23:9,
and call
no man your father upon the earth, for one is your father who is in heaven. Verse 10.
Sote muyitibwanga mukama, kubanga mukama wamu ali omu ye Kristo.
Neither be you called masters, for one is your teacher, even Christ. Yes. Matthew 23. In the verse 9. Our Lord Jesus says, don't have any father on the earth, because your father is one in heaven. That is the father of our spirits. Hebrews 12, the verse 9 speaks of him. It says like this. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 9. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 9.
Abatukanga vulanga ne tubasanga mu kitibwa te tulisinga nnyo ogonderanga kitawe emyoyo ne tuba abalamu.
Furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh who corrected us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father of spirits and live? Yes. Our Father in heaven, he remains the father of our spirits. What he does on the earth,
he
has to set up a father for you in the gospel.
And
that father in the gospel is one who has the mother in the gospel.
And
if that mother is one who began that ministry, requires her to lift up the father in the gospel.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
For when he speaks in the Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 3 speaks of our fathers in the gospel, and he says this.
1
Corinthians 4 from verse
14.
I write not these things to shame you, but as my beloved sons, I warn you.
Kubane wankubadde nga mulina abayigiriza 10 mu Kristo, naye temulina bakitammwe bangi, kubanze nabazaza enjiri mu Kristo Yesu.
Although you have been southern instructors in Christ, yet have you not many fathers, for in Christ Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Let's repeat the Corinthians we see. 1 Corinthians chapter
4
verse
14.
I write not these things to shame you, but as my beloved sons, I warn you. Verse
15.
For though you have 10,000 instructors in Christ,
Yet have you not many fathers, for in Christ Jesus I have begotten you through the gospel.
Hey.
Yes.
Bino tebiba wandi oba tebiba bulirwa.
These are not told you to shame you, even those with many years, and those with a few years, and those with the same, that you be shamed. But as children beloved,
to
tell you the truth that you walk the way you ought to. For he says,
though
you will get people to claim, instruct you what to do, but he begot in the gospel.
It means
in the riches concerning the gospel, concerning God, the gospel of the kingdom of God, in the righteousness, in the kingdom of heaven. If you are to reach there, have to trust the one who is put there for you. One put there for you to be the father in the gospel. Or to be mother in the gospel. But we told you,
there's
no mother in the gospel until there is a father in the gospel.
If
the mother is one first reason, has tried she lifts up the father in the gospel. If she doesn't do those,
it's going
hard to treat the church of God.
And
would have messed up the order of God.
For
the head of Christ is the father. And the head of the man, it is Christ. And the head of the woman, it is the man. Those can never change.
A
woman refuses to have the authority over the man. As some of them you heard of who start ministries and they are women and they begin ministries and they begin church of the Holy Ones and they are about to trample the men and they don't live there in the service of God. They get ruined. Those who are able to hear of them.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But the most thing, this father in the gospel is put there to show how we have to move out and to come in.
But
we move out going out in the world where we come to enter into the ministry or to enter into the church. As we come in the world from the world, we come in the ministry in church of the Holy Ones and we gather together and we move go out in the world.
We
have to be shown how we have to be there. As we come here, how can we conduct ourselves? Those words are a bit broad.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. They are very broad. People rebel their fathers in the gospel. For the gospel is light your way.
And
one is begun it as God revealed it to him to guide you to see that you reach in heaven.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
In the book of Numbers, Numbers 27, Prophet Moses, he tells God these words. It would have been good you set up a leader in your people
that
can take up this responsibility.
Numbers chapter 27,
verse
15.
Musa
n'agamba Mukama nti,
then Moses spoke unto the Lord, saying, verse 16,
Mukama, Katonda wenu yejabo na abaline emibiri, arondo musajja okufuga ekibiina.
Let the Lord, the God of the spirits of all flesh, set a man over the congregation. Yes.
Musa n'agamba Mukama.
And Moses tells the Lord.
In
this book of Numbers, chapter 27, verse 15.
Musa n'agamba Mukama.
Moses spoke unto the Lord. Verse 16. Let the Lord,
Katonda w'emyoyo gyonna,
the God of all spirits, of all flesh. Yes.
It's the
spirit your father we saw. He chose the father and the gospel.
okukulembera ekibiina.
To lead the congregation.
Era agamba alonde omusajja.
He set a man
over the congregation.
Kulembera ekibiina.
Tagambye alonde omukazi.
He is not said to set up a woman. For I told you one thing, there has to be a father in the gospel. There will be a mother in the gospel.
Because
there is no mother in the gospel until there is a father in the gospel.
Though
a woman at times she first be risen up,
and
there will be a man who has to be risen, whom she has to stir up. To be chosen first,
it's
a test even to you, the woman. God knows it. That he has to teach you how to humble.
So
it's you he has first called to lead that congregation. But there is a man set up for you to be a test.
To
see that you pray for him that he raise up.
Him.
He will be your husband. Tests are right there. The intention of his fathers in the gospel. And the mothers in the gospel. Move on to lead the congregation. How it moves out from here, right from the ministry, or from the base of the ministry, or from where the church gathers from, as we go back.
That,
as in all wisdom of the word, how are we to survive in the world when we are holy? How do we conduct ourselves when we reach the ministry or where church gathers from? These things abroad. If one without that responsibility cannot be able to handle it and who does not know them. But it is so bad never to humble to know them. Let's read verse 17. Numbers chapter 27, verse 17.
Anafurumanga mumaso gawe, era anayingiranga mumaso gawe, era anabafurumyanga, era anabayingizanga. Ekibiina kya Mukama kireme okubanga endiga ezitalina musumba.
Who may go out before them, and who may go in before them, and who may lead them out, and who may bring them in, that the congregation of the Lord be not as sheep without which has no shepherd. Yes. You have to move out with it. And you have to enter with it. Lest the congregation of the Lord be a sheep without shepherd. You move, how do you move out with it? You have to give them light.
It
helps, enables them be out in the world. Light of the world.
It
has the inspiration of God. Of the Holy Scriptures.
They
know how they move from outside in the world. And they know how they live gathered on the ministry in the church as the minister of the Holy Ones. That is responsibility. And has to have separated for them the good from the bad.
Both
they move out, they can discern, choose out the bad to leave them, and choose out the good to do them. And though they come, yes.
Now
when you reject that father, I'm sure you have failed on heaven. You have already failed on heaven. You are a sheep without a shepherd. The wolves of the world have to destroy you. They are the fallen angels.
They
appear demons of clans and the gods of our nations.
It
works in the evil mankind.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's why in the first Kings chapter
3,
King Solomon, after he was committed to the congregation,
asked
God a wise and an understanding heart, filled of wisdom in the word, that he can discern for the children of Israel between the good and the bad. But if you refuse things like those, you are a fatherless child.
They've accepted we've begotten in the gospel. And we've seen people have tried here for some time. And have bared so much you. Most of you have kept moving like that. I separate the good from the bad. And still you indeed rebel. Let us read, we see.
1 Kings chapter 3, verse
6.
Suleiman na yugira anti, wamukola bulungi nnyo omuddu wa Daudi kitange. Gabo yatambula mu maaso go mu mazima ne mbutuukirivu, ne mbugolokofu bw'omutima wamu naawe. Era wamuteekerawo ekisa kino ekinene, kubanga omuwadde omwana ow'okutuula ku ntebe ye. Nga bwe kiri leero.
And Solomon said, you have shown unto your servant David, my father, great mercy, according as he walked before you in truth, and in righteousness, and in uprightness of heart with you. And you have kept for him this great kindness, that you have given him a son to sit on his throne, as it is this day. Verse 7.
Erano, ayi mukama katonda wange, ofudo muduwa kabaka mchifocha Daudi chitangi. Nange ndi mwana muto, simanyi kufuruma ni wankubadde okuyingira.
And now, O Lord, my God, you have made your servant king instead of David, my father. And I am but a little child. I know not how to go out or come in. Yes. He was made a leader. He himself didn't know how to move out. How to move when he's out. He doesn't know when he comes back. How does he conduct himself? That's why many times senior have not set up a leader over anything. Even some have been there, they are shadow leaders. Because all none had learned to move out.
And
they come and they are still holy just as they moved out. Even some don't know how to keep the holiness of here in the ministry of ministry. Not to just scorn them. I speak truth because I know them. I know you still need to inquire and to be taught much.
On the way to
move, you come back as the way you moved
last,
and you've not been corrupted by the world, and to come back and move the way you ought to be in the church of the holy ones, it takes some level. It's bad to rebel your father in the gospel, yet you know the father of our spirits is one who has set him there. And we who got examples of the King Solomon, we first told God, don't give me a congregation and don't give me your people, neither your offsprings, till you've taught me how I move out and I come back and I've not been consumed. Where I know how I instruct your congregation, it's moved out and they come back and they have not been corrupted. That which will listen to me. We are there to save ourselves. We watch over ourselves and the gospel given us, that we can save ourselves first as the leaders, and to save those given and hear us. We cannot save to not hear us. It's impossible. Except only you ESP and you humble. If you bring any mentality you don't hear, I have to push you, move from before me. I'm sure I cannot reach you in heavens because you don't hear me.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The next verse, he says this.
1
Kings chapter 3, verse 8.
Era omudduwo ali wakati mu bantu be walonda, eggwanga eddene litayinzika kubalibwa newankubadde okugattibwa obungi.
And your servant is in the midst of your people, whom you have chosen, a great people that cannot be numbered nor counted for multitude.
Verse 9.
Okusala ng'emisango gy'abantu bo. Njawulemu ebirungi n'ebibi. Kubanga ani ayinza okusala emisango gy'eggwanga lino. Gy'eggwanga lyo lino ekkulu.
Give therefore your servant an understanding heart to judge your people, that I may discern between good and bad. For who is able to judge this your so great a people? Yes.
He doesn't
know how to move out and come back when it's holy. He moves his holy out and he enters, he is holy. How will he handle the congregation?
He doesn't
know to choose good from the bad. How will he help the congregation to do that? And he said, give me an understanding heart. Give me a wise heart that filled with wisdom in the word. Understanding heart.
We
connect 2-4 and above commandments. 2-4 and above verses.
We
are a little there a little that I can enlighten others. Enlighten for myself first. Enlighten the congregation of these holy ones. This church. His ministry. What I know is one.
You are
not born in the blood of serving God. But God just chose us.
We
have to accept we be prepared in the blood of the Levites. Me, God is one who prepared me, not humans. And all those,
it's
hard to get anyone who will explain them to me. To you. Even most who are leaders of our ministries, these faithful churches, most of them too don't know why they are leaders. Even others do, as they struggle in their work. Mainly they don't know why they are leaders. Even some are leaders of
our
nations, but a leader, he doesn't know why.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But he rejected a leader like me. I don't know. I am a leader in the full knowledge of God, international ministries, and in God's worldwide call, based in Africa, Uganda.
That
no matter how you want to change it, you cannot change it. We know how we can move out in that work
and
come back and we still hold in that work. We will know the good things and the bad which can affect that work. You don't know. I have to just tell them to you. And you cannot lift yourself above me. If you puffed up yourself, there's no more mind. That's what perhaps you waited, that you calm down that pride. Is it not that? I assure you,
you
don't know that you prove that you do not know. We too are leaders in full knowledge. Where? As a leader doing what? You can even not watch over yourself. You don't know how you move out and you come back when you're still upright. You lead who here? You've not yet become anything before God. Even a little like this. Me to recommend you that there's a point you've reached. You cannot recommend yourself. Is that possible? It's possible.
Hallelujah.
But as
he
said in 1 Timothy chapter 4. That is, these leaders, they must able watch over themselves first. Watch over the gospel given them.
Today
we call gospel of knowledge of God international ministries.
But
that gospel of full knowledge,
me,
I did the gospel of full knowledge. Gospel of God is worldwide call.
It's
in Africa, Uganda. It's leading you in that gospel, not you.
okujjako gwe nakusongera mtu ona akulemera mu department
even this one here and this one here
naye ani gwe nakusongera
mu whom did I point
Just
see the minister where they are. For one who trained his
ways, put
them in shadow ministry. Do not declare them. And they first overcome pride in shadow or stubbornness. And begin to sift them. Yes.
No one
you try to stand against, you don't understand him. You understand me well. To look with small eyes, don't think I don't see well. You see this girl seeming small, but they hear so much into the spiritual world. You see, I don't see well, but I indeed see. Let's read in Timothy, we see.
Timothy, which so car is surely your kuna no rigidity or a coming on the car.
First Timothy, chapter 4, verse 16.
We come and go with car, no quick it is our call. Nikiranga muevio, Kubanga will call a vote you, or yet a call a week car.
Take heed unto yourself and unto the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this, you shall both save yourself and them that hear you. Yes. If you know how to move out and to enter, the way you cause others enter, you make people out and they enter. If those have read a good from the bad,
it's
the way you will teach the congregation of God, that
you'll
be able to save yourself. And let me tell you the truth.
Me,
I first watch myself before I watch over my wife and the children, neither the congregation. I have to remain there. I have to watch over myself with the gospel. I save. I save myself. First, then I save those to hear me, whether my wife or the children.
Even
to don't hear me, they can't get saved.
After
here, I show you how to move out, and you come back, and you've not been consumed. I teach you how to choose bad from the good. Because he said, if you discern the worthy fall from the worthless, and then you be allow you to be before me, before the Lord and the leader. You don't know those. You're the father in the gospel.
You
now we've gone far into that. It's not to try to put yourself there. Even to show you a mother in the gospel. Me to show you. Yeah, in this time I just must say. You two have not reached that level.
Except
you have to sit much. I teach you much. You don't try to stand
again.
I just have mercy.
Yes.
To qualify mother in the gospel. Apostle really introduced his wife. You speak so much. Knowledge is little. You would have kept silent. And we think that you understand. What do you speak of? You don't understand it. This ministry is not mine as an individual. And full knowledge of God international ministries. It's not mine as an individual. Not me wakes up one day, I want to lift you up. It's a command of the Lord. That one has reached here where I want to do this to them. That's why Prophet Elijah, he tells Elijah, give me double portion of anointing. Nothing is hard. I can't just give it to you as me.
You know,
women demand much men. You sit me right here on your right side. Show me in the people I'm your
assistant.
But your assistant on what? What you don't understand. You first humble you made to be known. And if you are a man, and I facilitate the woman in all understanding, you quickly grasp everything quick, you rest to be a father in the gospel above her. Women don't want to clap at that point. But you two don't want to be fatherless. You didn't clap your hands. Read me that we see.
Jeremiah
chapter 15, verse 19.
Mukama chavayo gira bwati nti boliko mawo kale ndi kuza olyoko yimirire mu maso gange era bolya ulebyo muwendo omungi okubijja mu ebi ebitagasa olibanga kamwakange bali dajoli na yegwe toddanga je bali.
Therefore thus saith the Lord, if you return, then will I bring you again, and you shall stand before me, and if you take forth the precious from the vial, you shall be as my mouth. Let them return unto you, but return not you unto them. Yes. Even in return, and I restore you to stand before me. If you discern the precious from the vial, I make you my mouthpiece.
You
speak as the leader in the people. You speak as father in the gospel, or mother in the gospel. After you've discerned the precious from the vial,
he
puts his words in your mouth. He makes you his mouthpiece. You speak as him. He's one speaking.
And
people will say that God said when it is you speaking. Don't get angry when people say the Lord said on the pulpit when you saw apostle there, I first discerned the precious from the vial. He made me his mouthpiece. When I preach, then you say, God say it. For you hear the standard is of the Lord speaking. And me, I don't return to you. It's you meant to return to me. I not follow your behavior, your bad manners.
It's you to
come. I don't to discern the precious from the vial.
This,
I speak truth, I don't lie. Except you want to appear fatherless. Don't accept the father, go to the gospel.
Even
your rejection shows the special foolishness.
Well,
things told you there are many. Of the sheep who are like that. Read of them in Ezekiel 34. When they get lost, no one seeks for them. When they get sick, no one treats. After those sheep choose for themselves, and they have become envious, jealousy, hatred, and the rebellion. At least they should choose out the shabby best fathers. Yes.
Who
don't mind of their behaviors and manners. And you move as a several card and you come back like one. And you go as a wild card, you come back when you are wild. For you cannot discern things you found out there. Wonder men and women who call themselves spiritual fathers.
The
two is so high.
They have
not yet even begotten people in the gospel. Now they've begotten the spirit.
They even took away the spiritual father. They said, Father, please go away. And he
thinks,
puts us there, begot people in the gospel. That's what we can do. Yes.
Issue
of spirits, we cannot. It's the Father who can. For they are in his hands. But we read in Job 30, verse
8. And
we are told those people who refuse
until
their father set up in the gospel, whom they know well,
gotten
us in the gospel of full knowledge,
gotten
us in the gospel of God, is worldwide call,
destined
in Africa, Uganda, that they have envy. They first feel jealousy. And jealousy consumed them. After jealousy consumed them, envy grows. Fight with it. You. After they get envious, hatred. Hatred. And disobedience follows. After they enter disobedience,
they
can commit every evil act, even witchcraft. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. They can commit all. They reach the evil prayers to you. They go in the shrines for you. They seek for fallen pastors to pray for that man. Me, I was in this place. He's a very hard man. And he puts men in the war they don't know of, and they are beaten.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let's read there, we see.
Job chapter 30,
verse
8.
They were children of fools, yea, children of base men, they were viler than the earth.
Hey.
Yes. These are children of foolish. They choose out a foolish person. Foolish. And they make them their father. My father in the gospel. Because they cannot speak of their manners or evil acts. We should not accept that man.
So
he taught us.
We
go to this one, he begot to be in the gospel.
We
have people still like that. Yeah, they come get all the content. But their father in the gospel and the spirit are out there as they speak. But they are children of foolish men. Best. They don't mind and care. As you see, the other begot the other, and he did tell him the good behaviors of conducting himself. Yes. Pastors here, they are like that. They begot others, they have no manners and behaviors. You want to move out in the name of full knowledge, in gospel of the worldwide call, and you have your manners, and they say it's me who begot you with them, you shame on you. I'm going to chase you before you risen up. I will put out your shoot before it grows branches. And we see how you can, we will bear fruits.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, bitabuse.
The shoots, I'm going to uproot it before it brings branches. And we see how it bear fruit of rebellion. The gospel got wild, others have not come. We are going to go forward. You tell them come early tomorrow. We are going back to seeing heaven tomorrow.
But we are
told the second children,
those
who come with spots of Satan, wrinkles, and the blemish,
they are
called impudent children,
stiff-hearted.
Children who don't give honor which is due. Children not flexible in being transformed and changed.
They are
stiff-hearted.
Yes. Stiff-hearted.
We said the second children, those who come with spots of Satan, wrinkles, and the blemish,
they are
called impudent children.
They
are stiff-hearted children. Children who don't give honor which is due to their fathers and their leaders. Children don't accept to be changed.
They're
not flexible. Their hearts are not flexible. They are rigid. Me,
you
understand me the way I am. We are
Bachiga.
We are Bachiga. We run this, they don't familiarize us. We basoga, we are beheaded. We batoro.
Those
things you have of your tribes. You know, we the Russians. You know, we the Chinese. We the Indians.
Those
you speak, you are on your own. You have spots you need to be removed from you.
You
are not on the church. Christ is coming for without spot, not wrinkled. Still have those spots. You are so dangerous. So in Ezekiel chapter 2, verse 4, and he says this. Ezekiel chapter 2, verse 4.
N'abaana bakyejo era ba mitima mikakanyavu. Nkutume eryabo era oli bagamba nti bwati wayogera Mukama Katonda.
For they are impudent children and stubborn. I do send you unto them, and you shall say unto them, that they is the Lord God. Yes.
Bana.
The children.
But they
don't give honor which is due.
But impudent children.
They don't give honor which is due.
Rich,
and they know indeed that man
who could
preach great words to us. And he said, but no. If it could have given them to me, I would have spoken them. And to ask yourself, why did he not give them to you still? Because you were impudent.
You
did give honor which is due. Even if God would have given you, he would have come and
said,
me, I researched. Me, I am a researcher. I read books. Instead of
saying,
it was the vision of the Lord. God is one who taught me.
We
come up and say we are researchers. We research. We don't sleep day and night. We are always in books. We read all theology. Yet nothing. It was a vision of Christ Jesus. When God knew
you
will be like that, still he didn't call you. Still he called me.
He's
going to respect all people as the behavior of God is. For your behavior is. The behavior of God is Job 36 verse 5. That God is mighty. He does not despise any person. That is the banner through which God carries us on. If he called you an impudent child,
he
does not give honor which is due. Though you see, it's what is due. A child with a stiff heart. Their hearts which are stiffened.
Though you
explain them something, it's like this.
They
remain saying no. Now in the everlasting, there must be something there.
And they
said the everlasting is the end of God.
And they said,
don't think something
like that.
Me too, I don't know what it's called, but must be there. But he doesn't want to humble down. But he said, tell them what? Let's repeat that verse.
Ezekiel
chapter 2, verse 4.
N'abaana ba kyejo eraba mitima mikakanyavu nkutume eri abo era oli bagamba nti bwati bwayogera Mukama Katonda.
For they are impudent children and stubborn. I do send you unto them, and you shall say unto them, that thing is the Lord God. Verse 5.
Nabo obanga bana ulira, obanga bana alekayo, kubanga nyumba njemu, erana ye bali manyanga mubo mubademu nabi.
And they, whether they will hear or whether they refuse, for they are a rebellious house, yet shall know that there has been a prophet among them. Yes.
You have
to tell them whether they hear or they do not hear. May I have told you, you don't want to be begotten in the gospel. You are fatherless. Some of you, you are impudent children. Don't want to give honor which is due. When they call me priest, you feel you're dying. You say you are priests. When they call me apostle, those who hear, they call me our Lord, oh my Lord, and they are angered. Someone has called me my Lord. But even the work we are doing, they are both a mere work in the world. Even their landlord of one room, they call them
landlord.
One room.
You
give them heaven, you preach heavens to them. Before you give them that, it's to pray them a blessing to pay that one room. We don't ask for honors, but are worthy to give them to whom it's worthy to be given. For one who is honorable, they are honored. Let's read in Romans. Romans 13, verse 1.
Buli muntu awulirenga abakulu abakulembera, kubanga tewali bukulu butava eri Katonda.
Let every soul be subject unto the high powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. Verse
2. Whosoever
therefore resists the power, resists the ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive to themselves judgment. Verse
3.
For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to evil. While will you then not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and you shall have praise of the same. Yes.
Their
leadership is set up by God.
And
it despises God. That those who despise, after they despise,
because,
me too, yeah, I worship God. Is he only on that your side? Have you seen that God? Have you seen that fool? Have you seen that daft person? Have you seen that moron of a human being? They said, do good. He will do good to you.
Every
day is there to choose good for us. Why do evils? You think he will be happy with it? You wait the rod of the Lord.
kubanga yagamba Yeremia,
well, he told
yagamba
Jeremiah,
Samuel,
he told Samuel,
tebaganye gwe,
they have not rejected you,
nebaganye,
but they have rejected me.
Sobolo jikuotinga,
you can quote it there.
Samuel,
Samuel chapter 8 verse 7 up to 8. You quote it just there. If you reject these leaders, you've not rejected them. Reject to give them honor which is due. God to you, you've done him like that. Let's finish Romans.
Abalumi esule ye 13 no lunyiriri olwokuna.
Romans chapter 14 verse 4.
Kubanga ye muwereza waka. Kubanga ye muwereza waka tonda erigwe olwobulungi. Naye bw'okola obubi tia. Kubanga takwakira kitala bwerere. Kubanga ye muwereza waka tonda awala n'obusungu kw'oyo akola obubi.
For he is the minister of God to you for good. But if you do that which is evil, be afraid. For he bears not the sword in vain. For he is the minister of God, an avenger to execute wrath upon him that does evil. Yes.
He
is the minister of God unto you for good. Choosing for good for you. And you do the good. But if you do evil, no, he's not carrying the sword in vain. That's of the word of God.
It reads
out all curses and they come upon you.
Who
is the minister of God. And he avenges.
To
execute wrath upon that do evil. If you see me, there's someone I've attached on. A vengeance, then don't be surprised. Yes. I will attach vengeance on you. You know this. Don't pay evil for evil.
Avenge not.
Avenge not. Yes.
But the
leaders, we are accepted.
You
commit evil, we avenge you for that. We pay you very well.
We
read right in the sword of the word that we hold.
I'm
not going to forgive you. You retain those words for the long time which has been given you. Then yourself you rebel. You want to corrupt the congregation.
I am
going to sit, get every scripture curse you.
Yeah. No, mukono mani bo guiwa nikipwa.
Even I know how the hand is risen.
Manye sare yomksa.
I know the prayer of the blessing.
Wanikabuno.
You lift this hand.
Guechikolimo.
That of the curse, this left.
Ogwa surrendering.
That of surrender, there are two hands.
Ogwa nisomksa.
Exchange the blessing from you, the Lord, to give to the left. I do like this.
Baba donata ina mksari kuwe.
If this had no blessing on the side, I change. You don't know them. If I want to extend the blessing, don't stand again on the right. I put to the left. I even lift the leg like this. And you no more stand again. But you've jumped on a leopard which has just given birth.
For
God is worldwide, God has just been birthed not a long time. And you came to stand in his way. And you did what?
Oh.
There are things you don't know. There are things you don't know. Of the depth of Christ. But we, they have revealed us by the Spirit of God.
He's
one who searches even the deep things of God. You don't know how they do those. And you don't know words which open even. Though I've shown you the word, the hands, but you don't know what which word opens there. Something you play with, you don't yet know. You think I've stood 1 year. You think I'm going to fall because of your words.
You of few days.
Usaga.
You're joking.
Okodachi.
You're doing what?
Usaga.
You're joking. Let me laugh at you. Let's finish in Romans. Romans chapter 13, verse 5. Therefore, you must be subject not only for wrath, but also for conscience's sake. Yes. Don't wait to avenge an anger come your way. We've moved in grace. Why seek for anger? Why push the leader to curse you?
Romans 13,
verse
6. Kubanga beba wereza bakatonda ngabanyi ikirira mu mutimo mu mulimo ogwo.
For this cause pay you tribute also, for they are God's ministers, attending continually upon this very thing. Yes. Don't give tithe and offerings for nothing. For that's the tribute you give. For services reached unto you. And to order them still well. Some ask why they give tithe. You give in tribute. This is a government. That's why give tithe and offerings. The house of God should not lack food. Why? No government, if it doesn't correct tasks and it fulfills the responsibilities to those it leads. Always you pay tribute and tax here. Of God is heavenly government of the earth, which works in the church. Romans chapter
13 verse 7.
Render therefore to all their dues, tribute to whom tribute is due, custom to whom custom, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor.
What
to be given honor, let be given.
Uganda.
Brethren. Hebrews 13 verse 17. That though we watch over spirits, your spirits, as those to give accountability, but we should not do it in sorrow, in the midst as you don't humble. For we shall finish, leave those spirits. We give accountability that they were rebellious. For your rebellion is open. Let's read Hebrews. Hebrews 13, verse
17. Kubanga abo batunulorobulamu bwammwe ngabali waza bwebakola. Balioke bakolenga bwebatyo nesanyu so sina kusinda kubanga ekyo techandi bagasiza mmwe.
Obey them that have rule over you and submit yourself, for they watch for your souls, as they that must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you. Yes. Those leading you,
because
spirits have not gotten lost, to fall in hell. We have to give accountability. But you be humble. We too, we do it with joy. And not with grief. The person does not hear. They are troubling me. You end up saying,
it will
not be profitable your way. The end has to set free your spirit. And as he's cast it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So,
in that word, you shouldn't be among those children
who
don't give honor which is due. The impudent children. Those with stiff hearts. They don't accept change in their hearts. They refuse to give that honor.
Even though
some we are worthy of double honor.
I know that
it's open, but you must know that. One who is honored should be honored. One worth of double honor.
Though
it's triple, they be given it. As they
are
marked in the Bible.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
1 Timothy chapter 5 verse 17.
Timosewo ekisoka isuli yokutano nolunyiriri ole 17.
1 Timothy 5 verse 17.
Abakadde abafugo bulungi basanyizibwe okuwebwanga ekitiibwa emirundi ebiri okusinga abafuba mu kigambo nokuyigiriza.
Let the elders that rule well be counted worthy of double honor, especially they who labor in the word and doctrine. Yes. Those elders who rule well in the gospel, in word and doctrine, they can be given double honor.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But remember our leadership in Christ Jesus. It's not to exercise authority. But the great among us is the one who mostly serves the others. Given honor in the midst of all his service, because he's a minister your way, it doesn't make you do not to honor him.
Those
reading the Matthew 20, verse
25,
to enter 28.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The third children who come with the spots of Satan. Wrinkles and the blemish. Those we call reviling children. These children who persecute and are abusive. Yes. Children who persecute and those abusive, they abuse their leaders. Even things they teach which they do not understand. These are reviling children. If an abusing, they abuse. But you may end all these things when they are on one person. You are all these types of children on you, one person. Even though
they
are ones who appear when they hold one by one. And they have one in which they have specialized. Kind of children who have spots of Satan, wrinkles and the blemish. The children called reviling children.
Reviling children.
Yes, reviling children. Children who persecute. They reproach. And they abuse their leaders. Even the things they teach which they do not understand. What they have not understood is what they insult and abuse. Instead of asking, they totally get to understand. Though they have understood much all the rest, when he speaks something, you don't understand it. Always he calls himself
words.
How come he's not explained that into understanding?
They
don't ask the neighbor if you understood it, because they have not understood it that day. How they call themselves? We understand if I've not understood, even neighbors have not understood.
Have you seen them? Let you not be among those. But what is revealed is ours. Those secrets are of God. If
you
revealed it, now you have authority over it if you believe. And you can be healed. Come quickly to the counselors, unto deacons and bishops, and they help you.
Right?
Those things, if you fall in these children,
you
send your request to the prayer partners. They will reach you, the deacons and the bishops. You'll go to the judges. If you have no prayer partners, you meet the deacons. Give them what concern you. Issues of these sports.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
According to Zephaniah chapter 2, verse
8,
we read of them these words.
Zephaniah esuli yokubiri n'olunyiriri olw'omunana.
Zephaniah chapter 2 verse 8.
Mpulidde okuvuma kwa Moabu n'okuyomba kw'abaana ba Amoni kwe bavumye abantu bange ne beegulumiza ku nsalo yaabwe.
I have heard the reproach of Moab and the revilings of the children of Ammon by which they have reproached my people and made booths against their borders. Yes.
Obawulidde.
Have you heard them?
But revilers,
these are revilers.
Bayiganya.
They reproach.
No kuvuma ne bavuma.
Even abuse, they abuse.
Bavuma abakulembeze.
They abuse the leaders.
Ne bavuma. Byabategeezezza nga bote
babitegedde. Salt is they have taught them which they have not understood. And they don't end there. They abuse those who obey the leaders. They abuse them. You humble, they say you don't understand. And they still insult the child of the mother.
And
they get all words of God they put behind them. They are in Psalms.
Zaburi esule ya makumi ya tano, noru njiriri ule
kumi na mukaga. Psalms chapter 50, verse 16.
Na yomu vi katonda mugamba anti. Ofayo chokubulira mateka gange n'okuyingiza endagaano yange mu kamwa ako.
But unto the wicked, God says, what have you to do to declare my statutes, or that you should take my covenant in your mouth?
Inambuza naye kakati
sewa na.
Toyagala bitegi.
Don't want to understand.
Ato wefura abirimu.
And you claim to be in them.
Ofayo chiwefura
chafa. What you claim to mind?
Ni yefura na jao. Tugenda mu lukunga.
They are going to
cause it.
What can we do?
Bana yabo Luganda temuli bulunji.
Are you not well?
Bayambe.
It will help you. But pastor, the pastor feeds himself. Okay, you get some 10,000.
Ah, you get it wrong.
They pick rubbish. They claim to show that they care. They claim to help. They open for you. And they say, they put deposit some money on your account.
They
want to rob you and corrupt you. Yes. They want to corrupt you.
Zaburi esuli ya makumi atano, n'olunyiriri olw'ekumi n'omusanvu.
Psalms chapter 50, verse 17.
Kubanga okyawa okuyigirizibwa, n'ebigambo byange obisuule ennyuma wo.
Seeing you hate instruction and cast my words behind you. Yes.
Bakyawa
bwoyigiriza babeera
vuma.
They are insulting and abusing them.
Ebigambo byonna byomala okubayigiriza obulungi ebiri mu
kutegeera
babiteeka wali,
they put them behind them.
Bo ne batambula nga bwe baagala,
and they move the way they want.
Ne bakuvumaganya ate ggwe abayigiriza,
begin to put a scorn on you who teaches them.
Bagamba,
and they say,
abantu babo bonna tubala bambala
bulungi. People there, we see them close well.
Naye akakazi ako,
but that woman,
kukajjawo kale egenta omugulu,
comes there with those funny legs.
Omanyi abakukuwa we
bagamba, the people on the road, they speak that.
Naye akantu ako,
but that thing,
akakyala ako,
that woman,
akasajja ako,
that man,
abantu babo bali bulungi.
People there well. But what's wrong with him?
Kuna kalina face yidinge ekimotoka ekyagala
okutumira,
ekyatumira,
crushed and
banno bonna basanyufu nnyo.
All your brethren are happy, look how you look like. You may not insult us openly, but things you conduct yourself, they cause insults our way. They make a scorn on us. You're a child who is a reviler.
You reproach the ministry and the ministers altogether. You are pious. You cause reproach on the ministry. You taught many words of righteousness. You put them behind you. You do others and claim to come here that you are one of us.
Zaburi ya suri ya makumi ya tano, noru njiriri ole kumi na umunana.
Psalms chapter 50, verse 18.
Bo walebo umubi, walagana na ye, ere wasachimu na abenzi.
When you saw a thief, then you consented with him, and have been partaker with adulterers.
Those
who have come and they have banners of fornication. And they
close.
The thieves who are not aligned. You see them, they company.
You
come in this ministry, you be careful. Don't speak so much to people close to apostle. They will hinder you and stop you. He spots out most heavy laden with sins. And he draw close to them.
Where
you coming from? I come from here.
I
have my problems here. I came here to be saved of fornication. Okay. You see that, pastor? Don't go close to them. One of them were fornicators in here. You will not be healed here. But you rascal, may God beat you a big rod. Accepts to heal you, then after he will heal you.
He
points in the one you know we are going to hand you over to help you. If you have problems, you tell them to me. Most people use things of tribes.
If Nyankore
is one in that situation, or the Nyankore come in, they draw them to themselves. When they introduce the names, I'm a twine. What is your name?
Gwani.
What is your name? And they connect. That's why God keeps changing our names.
Well,
don't follow these clans and tribes and languages to corrupt others.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Zaburi ya suri ya makumi ya tano, nolu njiriri ole kumi na umuenda.
Psalms chapter 50, verse 19.
Owaya kamwako eriobu bi, nolu limiruo luko revyobu limba.
You give your mouth to evil, and your tongue flames deceit. Yes. At least they give the tongues to deceit.
They
visit so much in their romance. All what you speak, they based on that and they invent others on what you spoke. You know, apostle said, he doesn't mind things of the flesh. He's only on the spiritual things. Let him live, things of the spirit, we lead ourselves in the things of the flesh. When I say I don't mind things of the flesh much, and you thought I don't mind things of the flesh, why do I encourage people to marry and to get married? Yet it's a fleshly thing. For to keep in the spirit, for lasting and fornication, they have to marry or get married. There are those who say no. Let him lead us things of the spirit. Things of the flesh, listen to us.
Spirit
I watch over is in the flesh. I cannot ignore the flesh. Tell me the watch over the yolk of the egg and the caval of the egg have crushed it.
osobola gwe
can you
okukuuma enjuba yeji
watch over the yoke of the egg
womaze okwasa ekisungu
kyayo crushed its cover
libeera liramu
that they remain intact and well
naye ayinza okukuuma enjuba yejinga
watch over yoke of the egg and its well
naye asize ekisungu
and it crushed the cover
ekisungu
impossible
mpozinga ogenda lisiika
maybe if you don't fight after still you can't maintain it intact that's not my yolk even become a fried egg
hallelujah
hallelujah
Zaburi esuli ya 15 no lunyiriri olwa 19
Psalms chapter 50 verse 19
Owaya kamwako eliyobubi nolulimirwo lukola ebyobulimba
you give your mouth to evil and your tongue flames deceit Verse 20.
Otuna ngovuma muganda wo. Era owayiriza omwana wa nyoko.
You sit and speak against your brother. You slander your own mother's son.
Batulanga bavuma ki?
They sit speak against their brothers.
Nobaba wayiriza ebintu bingi nyo wagati.
They slander them in many things.
Ebyo naba bikozi katunda abadde
ngalaba. All those they have done God has been seeing.
Ne kuno ruwake.
But this time it dawned.
Ngebino bya revival ebya.
As times of revivals came.
Zaburi esule ya 15 no lunyiriri olwabire molomo.
Psalm chapter 50 verse 21.
Ebyo wabikola nange ne nsirika no lowoza nga ne kanakanira dalala nawe. Na yendi kunenya ne mbiteeka mu maaso go.
These things have you done and I kept silent. And you thought that I was altogether such as one as yourself. But I will rebuke you and set them in order before your eyes. Yes. You did them. The Lord kept silent. You thought you were altogether like him.
But
time has come and set them before you. You personally if they repeat. I'm going to stand here on the pulpit. No matter who you are, he said, though you are an apostle, I'll speak you out. Me, myself, apostle. If it's me, study and speak of myself. Apostle have beheadedness. And
means
for my wife a child, or you claim to be my friends. All those we can do them for the gospel. And we cause our lives disappear. Can you not give out when you give out your life?
It's
nothing else you cannot give out. That we do for the gospel. But in the summary, these people approach our things they have not understood well. According to 2 Peter chapter 2 verse 12, some of those you heard them yesterday.
Peter ekyokubiri esule yokubiri n'olunyiriri olw'12.
2 Peter chapter 2 verse 12.
Naye abo ng'ensolo ezitalina magezi ezazaalibwa ensolo obusolo ez'okukwatibwanga n'okuzikirizibwanga abavuma mu bigambo batategeera mu kuzikirira kwabwe tebalirema kuzikirizibwa.
But these as natural brute beasts made to be taken and destroyed speak evil of things that they understand not and shall utterly perish in their own corruption. Yes. These are corruptors.
They
perish in their own corruption. They abuse of things they don't understand.
By reviling children.
They revile children. Yes. Children reproach and revile their leaders. And they insult those they teach. If
they
don't submit to them, and the war is right there. But we heard that we also have delicate children. Both children with the spots of Satan. Delicate children. Those who easily sin. And they need careful handling. And if the others we read up above meet these ones, it is so bad. You shall see the fifth children.
Abaitwa abana abobubi.
children of iniquity.
Children of iniquity.
They have iniquities.
Iniquities. He's not a fornicator.
Mm-mm.
No.
Kubanga omwenzi.
A fornicator. He's on a sin.
Omuvozi.
A blasphemer.
He's
in evil. There have levels. But iniquities.
There's
something and you may say cannot cause someone to be destroyed.
A
person looks so much with the eyes and they begin to seduce with their eyes. They have iniquities like those. When you see it, you say no. Their movement, they shake their bum. They are in iniquity. They try to pull attention. Others have voices. They speak as they say.
Chokasi.
They speak like they're in the bed.
Even
the man or woman. People, you have to stop these spots.
They are legitimate children.
They are the legitimate children.
Bastards.
Children of prostitute Jezebel.
They
don't mind of the principles you move by.
Standards
which have been set up.
They
don't allow to be instructed in anything.
All
principles, they break them.
Standards
they've set up, they break them.
We
have others, they are backsliding children. They backslide. All the bad
manners,
which remove them for some time after they bounce back in them. We have lying children. They are liars.
Intentionally, but give false information.
By what information in Chamonga, but you will be
the day.
The pulpit spoke this. And
this
is spoke it like this. I had it clear. We have rebellious children. Everything you speak, they are infighting it. Every program of the ministry.
Did they
understand where the seasons of God by the Spirit? If it was God, money would not have troubled us. We have proud children. Yes. Pride. Come here and increase the voice. No, there are no more voice.
You
know, they have a small voice like this. Others put on goggles. But their eyes are normal and well.
Pride.
As we're praying, they are like this. They are wrapped to the hands. Father in heaven. When you get prayer of warfare, they let.
Warfare.
They hold a pocket like this.
Abaddon, to meet.
Abaddon, we call him. We call him.
We have faithless children.
We have faithless children.
What
did you do? They have no faith in it.
We have shortest children.
We have shortest children. They are drunk the wine of the world, even foolishness. And they are shortest, they are just there.
They are drunk. Every time
they go back, drink the wine of the world.
Others
are drunk of fornication and adultery.
Another
is drunk of pride.
We have prodigal children.
We have prodigal children. These ones, though God give them money, they waste all of it. All gifts give them, they spoil them. All their calling. I would have spoken all, and, we know much. And many others.
But disobedient,
disobedient children. Them two are there. They are disobedient.
So
they know this is the truth, they do another.
How
do you speak the name of the Lord? But we are not going to do them. You two are still seated there. You look at them. I've just listed. God will redeem time for us. As I've explained the others above, in breadth you've understood them. This you will understand them with many others. Type of your children. Creating the false belief. Finding the belief of that ministry or that church. And those who lead in creating the false religion, call them behaviors of more fear in God.
Means
of fighting behaviors of fear of God of that ministry or in that church. Most we shall know them. Tomorrow we're going to move on. The book of God is mega last agenda on the earth. The book about full knowledge of God international ministries and God's worldwide call based in Africa, Uganda. And we are still on NB number 8. See the way God revealed me the book of remembrance passing through the heavenly journey. Heavenly biblical journey for 7 years in the spiritual transports. Right in the first created heaven in the rim above.
We
still see of the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven.
We
finish see its foundations in the 12 cities.
We
don't see the roads of the city.
Streets.
The streets. These are streets. And the goodness there, the rivers of living waters, the tree bear 12 fruits every month, including a fruit called love.
It is
through the love of God. Tomorrow, you come early. In the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.